Eric Hesselroff has fished in Naknek for almost 50 years. When he arrived this summer from Seattle, it was unclear whether he had to register his boat, the FV Abe, at the DMV. He called the King Salmon DMV to make an appointment and get some answers.
And they told me that I couldn't get one till the end of the month, the end of June here, which for me, I'd be out on the fishing ground way before that. And they said they had appointments every 15 minutes, and there was people standing in line outside. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know. But they didn't really tell me one way or the other whether they really actually knew if it was required or not.
So he called the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, who confirmed that they wouldn't enforce DMV registrations this year.
That was a relief for me because that's just one more hassle for me to try to accomplish that and then have to worry about not being able to comply and what that would mean on the water if I didn't have my sticker on the boat. And so, yeah, it was kind of a dilemma and a lot of head scratching and confusion there amongst other fishermen that I've spoken to as well.
The pause in enforcement is a result of House Bill 28, Registration of Boats Exemption. The House Special Committee on Fisheries introduced the bill this year. It passed in the House in May and currently awaits Senate approval. Aaron Frenzel, a commander with Alaska Wildlife Troopers, confirmed that commercial fishermen can rest easy this summer.
We will refrain from issuing any citations to commercial vessels that are currently U.S. Coast Guard documented, but not DMV registered.
The Derelict Vessels Act passed in 2018 and required commercial vessels to register boats in three places: Coast Guard, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and the DMV.
Fishermen came together and HB 28 was introduced to prevent that third additional registration requirement for them through the DMV.
The break in citations only applies to commercial fishing vessels. Recreation vessels are still required to register with the DMV. Fishermen like Hesselroff are relieved, saying the additional registration caused confusion and cost them money. House District 37 Representative Bryce Edgman supported House Bill 28.
Well, it was made very clear to us in the legislature that this oversight in a bill that we had passed a couple of years ago was now trickling down to fishermen across the state, requiring them to get additional registration through DMVs around the state that are very challenged. And it was something that, essentially was sort of an easy fix that we all could agree on.
Edgman says he's confident the bill will pass the Senate next session. In Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.